No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Brian Robinson. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm here with Cody Carpentier and the Trash Man as we're heading into the big weekend. We have the big fantasy football draft show tomorrow where we'll be live and taking your questions because we know it's the biggest draft day of the year. And just a reminder that if you don't have your ultimate draft cheat sheet yet, it's fine. You can still go get it. It takes no practice, no preparation. Go into your draft and dominate by following the 3 simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper. We're testing it maniacally. It's been getting updated almost every day this week. There'll be more updates coming before the weekend. We're actually going to run some simulations here on the show as we're updating to the current versions that hopefully will stay up for the weekend. But if history is any indicator, they're going to have to get changed over the weekend too. So just rest assured that we're going to stay on it. Go scan the QR code there if you're watching on YouTube, or just go to rosterwatch.com, get a pro membership. It's $9.99, and it's the best way to support your boys. All right, big weekend, guys. This is our Super Bowl, man. Like, we're coming into it, so we're going to be testing these cheat sheets, but we're also, man, can we just talk about the Brian Robinson thing again? Because now the situation has completely deteriorated with him and the Commanders. It's very obvious that he's going to be on another team. He has been excused from team activities. He doesn't need to go to practice. They're already talking about him like he's a thing of the past, where you have the reporting coming out from last night with Dan Quinn saying that Chris Rodriguez, of all people, is going to be somebody that they're considering for a goal line role in the absence of Brian Robinson. They're talking about him like he's gone. And so at this point, we need to just consider him gone. And so that does have effects for Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. It has effects for Austin Ekeler. And I guess it has effects for Chris Rodriguez, who's a player that I don't even currently have on the cheat sheets. And I realize we probably need to get him on there, even though he's a prospect that I've never liked. I'm not necessarily even buying that he would be the goal line guy. But this is the Jaden Daniels. What do we always say? It's the offense. It's the tide that lifts all boats. If there's a guy that's there, saying he's going to have goal line work there, I think we need to consider him in the same. He needs to be on the cheat sheets, and somebody that you might consider with one of your last picks. As much as I hate Cody, do you have thoughts on this?
I put Rodriguez in this morning. I put him right where he belongs, smushed like an Oreo between Nick Chubb and Brian Robinson. And I think that that's fine. I don't love
you ahead of Ollie Gordon,
but behind Ollie Gordon.
OK,
I think Ollie Gordon's a superior player.
That's like you said,
we were not the biggest fans of Chris Rodriguez coming out of the prospect.
Oh,
and we weren't the biggest fans of Brian Robinson, but we were bigger fans of Brian Robinson than Chris Rodriguez.
That's a low bar. I'm not
convinced about the goal line rule either. And like when they do the drills in practice for goal line work and stuff like this, like, you know, the one where they stack up like 10 bags, 10 of the short bags on top of each other. And they had the running backs like jump over the pile and stuff. Like Eckler is still the one guy that can clear like 10 bags. He's clearly still the most athletic guy when it comes to like doing that stuff. And we've seen him obviously have a little bit of a goal line situation in Los Angeles and
a little bit of one
savvy enough running.
He was a demon. I mean, it's like,
I'm not.
Yeah.
The way the question was asked to Dan Quinn this weekend from Ben Standig was like, is it safe to assume that Chris Rodriguez is now going to be like the guy that gets the goal line opportunities? He's like, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, we expect that from him. I don't think that warrants like a 10 round bump from being like, you know, ADP of 350, AKA undrafted, all the way up to like, you know, the 200s. Like, I don't know if that's warranted. I think it's still the Eckler thing. I think it's still Eckler and Ja'Cory Krosky, Bill Krosky Merritt.
Trash man. Okay. There's the other side to this, and it's the side of could we possibly be getting, is Brian Robinson at this point capable of nuking us with any of these running backs that we have that we're saying these committees are, they're not clear committees. It's kind of nebulous. I'm thinking about like the Cowboys. I'm thinking about the Texans where we can get value on some of these guys and just take our last round dart on the Roschon Johnson or the Woody Marks or get the late Javonte Williams, the Jaden Blues. Let's do a quick exercise. Let's just go through the teams and say, could Brian Robinson go to this team? Let's start in the AFC. Let's just do this. Okay. Could he go to the Jets? No. Right?
No.
Patriots?
Nope.
No.
Dolphins?
Yes.
Cody?
Yep.
Bills?
No.
Colts?
He could. I'm not buying it, though.
Colts?
Nope.
No.
Texans?
Yes.
Jaguars?
Yes.
No.
I'm not buying Jags.
Titans?
Yes.
Titans is an interesting one, isn't it?
That'd be a good fit for him.
Okay. Chiefs.
Yep.
I mean, anything could happen with the Chiefs.
Okay. Raiders.
I mean, it's going to cost them a bag of chips. Like the Chiefs would do it.
Raiders.
Raiders. No.
Broncos.
No.
Chargers.
No.
Bengals.
Yes.
That's the Zach Moss. That's the Zach Moss. That nukes our Chase Brown.
I don't think it nukes Chase Brown.
I think it does. I mean, they go out and get a Taj Brooks. They got a Samaj on the roster. They had Zach Moss there. Like, I think it takes carries off of him, takes a workload off of him.
Okay. Ravens.
No. Rasheen Ali's pretty good.
No.
Browns.
No.
Bengals.
You meant Steelers.
I'm sorry. Steelers.
Yes.
Okay. Do we even need to discuss NFC East, or they're not going to trade him in division, right?
Probably not.
Okay. So they might not have a choice. I'm not getting a robust market from this conversation that we're having. He doesn't cost much to keep. This is crazy that they wouldn't – that they're saying that they're just cutting ties with him. I'm not sure that the market – all right, so Bears.
Yes.
Lions.
Honestly, Bears kind of my favorite spot.
Lions.
No.
Vikings.
No, probably not.
Packers.
Sort of.
Maybe.
Seahawks.
Yeah.
Rams?
No.
49ers?
I mean, I can see it. He'd be the second best back on that team.
Cardinals.
No.
Okay, and then finally, which one do I have? Okay, Panthers.
Nope.
Saints?
Yeah.
Jamal Williams, kind of Jamal Williams-ish?
The Saints are so dumb, they might do it.
God, that could be – okay, Saints, Bucks?
No.
And which one have I not said?
Falcons.
Falcons, no. So we're looking at the Texans, the I think you got to put the Cowboys in there, even though I don't think they would trade in division.
That's Bears. Free agent. That would be like he gets cut and they claim him.
Why would you cut him? You only owe him like 2 point something million bucks.
You cut him because nobody's willing to give you a bag of chips.
That just goes to show that they hate him. And that to me would be like just a hands off for another team. So any ways that we're worried about getting nuked?
Yeah, Cincinnati, I think. Tennessee is interesting. We're not really getting a lot of Pollard, I don't think. I'm not anyway. I don't know if that – it probably hurts Pollard. But in that area, I mean, I feel like we're getting more like Aaron Jones.
Hey, Pollard's used to being in that role. In fact, he's most effective in that role.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's always been a better kind of Batman type. Okay, so Cody, so now that we've done all this, you can still do the simulations and get Jacory Krosky Merritt in like the 10th round and stuff like that. I don't think it's going to be happening in these drafts that are coming up. If you look at PPR, what's going on right now is Eckler is going 118. So now he's going around the same time as like Ramondre Stevenson and Tank Bigsby and stuff. Jacory Krosky Merritt's actually, if you look at the Fantasy Pros, the real-time ADP, they have him up 31 spots, but they still only have him at pick 123. So 10, 11 turn, I don't think you're going to be getting him there. That's where you can get him sometimes on some of these sims. I don't believe it's going to happen, though. I've moved him up and made him a little bit both. I've moved up both Eckler and Merritt. Like on these teams where, let's say, I can get both these guys in like eighth, ninth round or something like that, I think that at that point you basically lock up the backfield and all you have then is just a fade on Chris Rodriguez. I'm very comfortable with that.
Yeah, I don't think Chris Rodriguez is going to beat you.
I mean, if there's if Chris Rodriguez implodes my season, then that just means that it just wasn't in the cards for me to begin with. So, does that make sense to you, Trash Man? Like, as far as Bill and as far as Eckler and PPR?
I don't know. This whole Chris Rodriguez thing, it just throws a wrench in everything for me. I feel like I have to reevaluate this whole thing.
I'm
not sure really what to do with it because. I mean, Austin, I'd say we have so many different storylines, so many different narratives. Eckler's the best back on the team. Jacoby Merritt's going to take Brian Robinson's role. And now Chris Rodriguez is the goal line short yardage back. It's,
are we
I,
sure?
I mean, I think Rodriguez is in the group. I think maybe Merritt, I mean, has the most upside and maybe, you know, in the Venn diagram of Commanders running backs, he kind of, you know, is in all the different circles, but like
the Commanders obviously don't like Brian Robinson, and they've had Chris Rodriguez on the roster, and Chris Rodriguez was never enough to say like, oh, we got that guy, we don't
I mean this one's saying that he's likely to be their short yardage guy. I mean that's not disputed. That's not just some
that's Coach DQ, man. Like
but that was also him asked, do you expect Chris Rodriguez to take those snaps?
It's a leading question. And his coach DQ says, oh, I'm sure he said that he's fired up about it. Because that's what he always says. Oh, yeah, we're fired up about that. We're fired up about this guy.
Like, well, then if it's a non-issue, then we stick with
we don't know if it is or if it's not, but we have cheat sheets to get out.
I mean, but you're saying it's DQ. And so it was a leading question that it doesn't really matter. So then we should disregard it.
Well, I think we need to regard it a little bit. I think we, you know, Rodriguez needs to at least be on the sheets. But I'm going to be more aggressive, or not hyper aggressive, but I'm going to be interested in like eighth round, ninth round. I think this sixth round stuff, seventh round stuff, it's too much. It's too early for these guys. It's just too early. And there are some wide receivers that fall into that area that just I want those guys.
It kind of makes me want to stay away from the Commanders right now.
All right.
Jaden Blue, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Austin Ekeler, or Tank Bigsby?
I have Bigsby like in a different tier than those guys.
Below.
Below. Yeah. So
I mean,
right now I have this thing looking like this. I have Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Jaden Blue, Austin Ekeler. Those three are exactly in a row. I have J.K. Dobbins above all of them. Is that bad?
No, I don't think that's bad.
I have Javonte above them. Is that bad?
No,
I have both those guys ahead with Zach Charbonnet. I mean, I'm not getting really a lot of any of them, though. Getting a little Charbonnet, but
as long as Miles Sanders isn't anywhere in that conversation.
And I've stuck Brian Robinson now down in the kind of like the Braylon Allen territory.
Hey, random, just because I know you can look it up really quickly. Where do you have Miles Sanders on the sheet?
I don't have Miles Sanders on the sheet.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I actually bumped him up a little bit. I'm working on 4.0 right now.
Is he below Phil Maffa?
He should be. God, you saw him last. That's another one. If that ends up beating me, it's. I mean, I don't know what to. Should Miles Sanders? Maybe Miles Sanders should be on the sheet over a guy like DJ Giddens or something like that.
I like DJ Giddens.
Okay, well, so it's like there's a lot of guys like that we kind of like.
Miles Sanders is dust.
He looks so bad, man.
Like, been dust for like 4 years.
Yeah, man.
He needs to be below all those guys.
Yeah. All right. So let's run some Sims. Trash Man, you got to get on the road, dude. You can pop out whenever you want.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, there goes Trash Man. Let's get some mock drafts in, some simulations in, Cody. I'll start out with the PPR one. I'm also like I want to start by saying that I'm tilted right now as far as the grades that we're getting on these. So we'll see what kind of grades we get. But at this point, I don't care what the grades they give me on Fantasy Pros are, because I think that some of these expert consensus rankings are cockamamie. And look, we're just here to make sure the Roster Watch Nation gets the kinds of teams that we want. So let's set this up. This is a PPR 12 team. This is a one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receiver, one tight end, two flex, one defense, one kicker, six bench spots. Show top rank. Okay, so here we go. We'll start it out with the 111. This one started with Jamar Chase, Bijan Robinson, Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, Jahmyr Gibbs, Puka Nacua, Neighbors, Amon-Ra St. Brown, McCaffrey. The cheat sheet says to take at the 111, which is a tough spot to draft from. At the 111, we're going to go ahead and take Ashton Jeanty here. At the 202, it says to take Drake London. So we don't have a choice there at all. Here's what I'm going to do. At the 311, it gives me a choice between Mike Evans and Travion Henderson. I'm going to take Mike Evans and hope I can get Travion at the 402. If you really want Travion, you can take him here, though. I'm going to see if I can do this. Yep. So Mike Evans and Travion there at that 3-4 kind of pseudo turn at the 11 and the 402. Next, we take R.J. Harvey at the 5-11. Then George Pickens at the 6-02. At the 7-11, we're going to take our guy Ricky Pearsall. Then we'll take Emeka Egbuka at the 8-02. We're going to take Jaden Reed at the 9-11.
Jaden Blue.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Reed. He was the next name below.
Okay. Jaden Reed was the next name. Okay. I'm glad that you corrected me there. So yeah, Jaden Blue at the 9-11. But then Austin Eckler, who we just talked about at the 10-02. I really like this in PPR. So well-balanced roster so far. It's probably going to give us the worst grade ever, but who cares? The 11-11 will take Christian Kirk. And then this is kind of odd, but I don't hate it at the 12-02. It wants us to take Rashid Shaheed with our final pick before we're going to take tight end. And before we're going to take – I kind of love how Tyler Warren is creeping up into consideration here too, though, Cody, right? He's kind of an interesting later round tight end I haven't gotten too much of, but I've been liking that he's been popping his head up every now and then. So Rashid Shaheed right here. We're going to go ahead and fill in tight end with Kyle Pitts Sr. And the quarterback for this team is going to be J.J. McCarthy. So this team is J.J. McCarthy, quarterback. The running backs are Ashton Jeanty, Travion Henderson, R.J. Harvey, Jaden Blue, Austin Eckler. The wide receivers are Drake London, Mike Evans, George Pickens, Ricky Pearsall, Emeka Egbuka, Christian Kirk, Rashid Shaheed. Tight end Kyle Pitts. I love that team. I'm going to war with it. I almost don't want an auto draft to kicker and defense because I know this thing's going to give me an 85 or something. But I don't care. Love the team. 74.
Gee. Fantasy pros grades are not.
Look at what Derek Brown gave me. Derek Brown gives me a 98. Andrew Erickson a 92. Pat Fitzmaurice an 87. And Joe Pisapia gives me a 76.
Hey, they make a great tool, but their grades are not in line with our thinking. I'll tell them that.
Dude. How did I just get a 74?
I don't know. I don't 74. That was not a 74 roster.
I mean, like, look at this team. Hold on. What's with the 11? So Ashton Jeanty, Drake London, Mike Evans, Travion in the fourth, R.J. Harvey, Pickens, Pearsall, Egbuka, Jaden Blue, Austin Eckler, Christian Kirk, Rashid Shaheed.
They must hate Eckler. They must hate Eckler.
I just don't. I don't know what they hate, but like I said, it doesn't matter. I'm tilted at Fantasy Pros right now with these grades. We said we weren't gonna care about them, so I don't care. I don't care. That's a killer team. Use the cheat sheet, and you can get a team like that. And if your site tells you that you get a 70 or something, just say I don't care. I have the cheat sheet. I have the ultimate power here in my hand. I have the power to hold up to you and say I defy you. I defy you, internet sports provider, because I have the true power that I hold here in my hand, the ultimate draft cheat sheet, rosterwatch.com.
Before we jump into this, I'm going to do a half and standard draft. There's been a trade. Do not look at your phone, Alex. There's been a trade in the NFL.
Oh, no.
It's done.
Does it involve Brian Robinson?
It does. You have to guess the team and the compensation.
Is it draft compensation or is it player?
Draft compensation.
It's a 7. It's draft compensation. Okay. You flip a 6 and a 7 with –
Same conference.
The Dallas Cowboys?
It's conference, not division. Same conference.
Oh. Same conference, sorry. The Chicago Bears.
The San Francisco 49ers have traded a 2026 sixth-round pick to the Commandos for Brian Robinson. So long, well, Garendo.
Got to update the sheet, okay? So Brian Robinson is a 49er.
Well, we marinate on that. I'm going to run this half and standard sheet. And hopefully we don't get Garendo at the end of it. All right. So we're going to be picking from the sixth spot. We got one quarterback, two running back, two receiver, two flex, six bench. This is half and standard. The top five went Chase, Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Saquon Barkley, Justin Jefferson. At the 106, we're going to take CeeDee Lamb here as our wide receiver. We don't have an option with McCaffrey. At the 207, we see Jacobs and London go. I like London, but, man, he's getting up there. Jonathan Taylor here at the 207 to be our running back. At the 306, we see a quarterback go, the first quarterback of Josh Allen at the 304. We're going to get an option here, Alex. And Trayvon Henderson versus Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Dude, the trick I always do here at the 3-4 turn is the same thing I just did earlier on that draft that these idiots gave me a 74 on. And what I did was I took the wide receiver that's on the same line as Trayvon, who has the higher ADP, and just hope that Trayvon falls.
And he does.
Yep.
I love the start. Lamb, Taylor, Smith and Jigba and Henderson. Then we come back with David Montgomery in the fifth round. We get your guy Xavier Worthy at the 607, two picks after Rashee Rice. So that gives us an even balanced roster through six rounds. In the seventh round, we come back around and get Emeka Egbuka, who we both love, at the 706. At the 807, we're staying balanced. We're taking Zach Charbonnet, the running back in Seattle.
You really love Sharps. We'll see.
I got Charbonnet. I guess I got him up there a little bit. But in this area, you know, it's an interesting spot. I'll just put it that way in these drafts, especially if you're looking at running back. If you're looking at a receiver, I mean, I kind of could tell myself a story and get Golden up to the Charbonnet line, maybe Cup, but I don't know. I think I like Charbonnet right here. Ken Walker hasn't had a great camp as far as health goes, and Charbonnet's been there every single day. So we're going to take Charbonnet and keep the balance cooking with four running backs and four receivers. The 906. Jaden Blue, running back for the Cowboys. The 10.07, we're getting the running back in Braylon Allen. We'll get our quarterback at the 11.06 in Kyler Murray. I kind of like Kyler Murray. 12.07. 12.06 was Isaac Garendo, actually. 12.07, we're going to get Christian Kirk. He's going to be our wide receiver.
He's like the sickest value right now, dude.
Isn't he?
What?
I said, isn't he? Like, I think Kirk's a great value.
Don't get it. Why, like... He's the wide receiver two for the Texans. If you think they're going to bounce back, again, the running game is going to probably be. Well, you got Woody Marks here. You're going to be taken. So it's like,
speaking of Houston running back, but I mean, Nico Collins isn't going to have 377 targets. Like,
I think it's wild. It's just crazy to me.
So we take Woody Marks here at the 13.6, and that leaves us at the 14.7, an option that I love at the end of drafts. Ollie Gordon, Amanner, and Pitts, but we need that tight end, so we're going to take Pitts here at the 14th.
All right. Let's see your big 68 score here once you do that picker in a defense.
This roster's Kyler Murray, running backs Jonathan Taylor, Trayvon Henderson, David Montgomery, Charbonnet, Jaden Blue, Braylon Allen, Woody Marks. Receivers are CeeDee Lamb, JSN, Xavier Worthy, Emeka Egbuka, and Christian Kirk. And like you said, they're going to give me a cuck and make me score of probably 86.
It doesn't matter. It's a badge of honor right now.
90! I'll take the 90. I'll take the 90 in this market.
Whatever, dude. It's like,
I like that roster. You love that roster. It's got Xavier Worthy on it at wide receiver three. Standard and half. Check it out at rosterwatch.com.
Yeah, the ultimate draft cheat sheet. The only tool that you need to help you dominate your fantasy football draft. All right, let's dominate a super flex one and then get out of here. Let's see. Where are we picking from here in this one? The 5, the 105. Superflex version 4.2. Okay. So this one goes Josh Allen, Bijan Robinson, Jamar Chase to start? No. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Bijan, Jamar Chase. So I get Jaden Daniels falling to me at the 105, which is just a gift in Superflex. So we'll take that. All right, I have a choice here now. It gives me a choice between Ashton Jeanty and Kyler Murray. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go bully quarterback, Cody. I'm going to go in super flex. I'm going to try and go nuclear with Jaden Daniels and Kyler with my first two picks. See about there's a lot of other good value that we like that could fall. So let's see if we can get that done. With this next one, we have a choice between Josh Jacobs and Brian Thomas Jr. Every bit of me wants to take Josh Jacobs.
Why?
But I kind of want – or every bit of me says to take Josh Jacobs, but I kind of want to take Brian Thomas Jr.
Take BTJ, man. Let's get sick.
Okay, let's get sick. It's the 305. Okay, at the 408, it doesn't give me a choice. It just says I have to take Kyren Williams. So good, safe pick there. I think I really like this. Do you think there's any way I can take Mike Evans and have Travion fall?
I think you're cutting it close. I'm up for it.
Ugh. Couldn't make it happen. I almost want to undo the pick.
Undo it.
I didn't want to do it. Let's take Travion.
There you go.
Now at the 608, I have a choice between RJ Harvey and Xavier Worthy.
You got to take Worthy, right?
Yep. Ted McMillan at the 705. Travis Hunter at the 808. Romo Dunze at the 905. So I already have Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but you got BTJ and Travis Hunter, so you got to get that stack.
Yeah, because it's telling me to take Trevor Lawrence. So we take Trevor Lawrence here. We get Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. We get Braylon Allen. We get Bryce Young. And then we have to take a tight end. So we take Kyle Pitts. So we went bully here at quarterback. We only went four running backs, five wide receivers, Jaden Daniels, Kyren Williams, Travion Henderson, Brian Thomas, Xavier Worthy, Ted McMillan, Kyler Murray, and Kyle Pitts is the starting lineup. But then on the bench, Travis Hunter, Romo Dunze, Trevor Lawrence, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Braylon Allen, Bryce Young. Monster draft. Auto draft kicker and defense. No, I mean 95.
Boom.
Well, it's whatever.
Let me the bully quarterback.
Let me run one more from there. Or is there another spot that you want me to go from? Maybe just to randomize it. That gives us the 11th.
I like that.
I want to do one where I don't cheat and go back on the Travion one. All right. Let's see. What about this one? Again, we're putting ourselves in a tough spot, picking from the 11. But oftentimes, man, you end up in tough spots and – you just got to see what you're given here. So this is going to give us a bad grade because the simulator hates Saquon. But I'm not passing on Saquon Barkley at the 111. And then we have a choice between CeeDee Lamb and Baker. I want CeeDee Lamb. I don't want to take Baker Mayfield without all of his weapons for the first month of the season.
I'm not going to tell you not to take Lamb. I'll tell you that.
So say CeeDee Lamb. Next pick is going to be Josh Jacobs here at the 311. Brock Bowers at the 402. Like the way this is coming together, Cody. At the 511, Marvin Harrison Jr. At the 602, we'll take Chuba. At the 711, we'll take George Pickens. God, I love how this is turning out. We're going to need to have some quarterbacks come around pretty soon. It is super flex after all. Travis Hunter at the 802. Ricky Pearsall at the 911. Let's see some quarterbacks pop up soon. 10:02, Javonte Williams.
Man, I think I got to get Matthew Golden up a little bit.
You think so?
I think so. He's just right there on the fringe most of the time, and I'm just like, ah. I find myself when I get to there, I'm taking these other guys, and I'm like, can we get Golden up here? I think I'm going to bump him up a little bit. I got to make that note.
Is Jaden Reed on the same line as Penix?
No.
Is he one line up? Screw it. I'm not cheating on the sheet. So we get Penix here at the 12. Now we have a choice between Christian Kirk and Geno Smith. Of course, we're taking Geno Smith. And then this is the last pick. It wants us to take Kirk.
Follow the rules, don't cheat.
Follow the rules and don't cheat. Well, take Christian Kirk. So this one got a little weird because of the whole Brock Bowers thing. But we have to start two running backs. I feel like we have three running backs that are all good frontline runners. And Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Chuba Hubbard. We have our quarterbacks, which are Michael Penix and Geno Smith. The wide receivers are CeeDee Lamb, Marvin Harrison, George Pickens, Travis Hunter, Ricky Pearsall, Jaden Reed, Christian Kirk. The tight end is Brock Bowers. Do you feel a 76 in me here, Cody?
I don't know about a 76.
That's a first place 94. All right. So Superflex sheet's running. It's up. Like, these things are going to be updated all throughout the course of the day, throughout the course of the weekend. I would have liked that one to have Jaden Reed and Michael Penix on the same line, for example. So that's something that I need to go and fix. I think that there are just a couple other things that I've sort of noticed here that we need to fix. Obviously, need to go and fix the Garendo stuff. Need to really just figure out what we're going to be doing with Brian Robinson. And now that it's official, we need to consider maybe a little bit even more of a boost going into the weekend for the Ja'Cory Kroski merit, Austin Eckler stuff, get Chris Rodriguez onto the sheet. Because I think that even though we've been getting JCM in these sims, it's not going to be anything that is going to be actionable at your actual drafts this weekend. And we always want to make sure that, like, it's not just looks good on the simulations, that it actually works for you, because of course we are a nation at rosterwatch.com. And the way that we start out every season is by dominating our fantasy football drafts. The way that we do that and then continue on to help you win a fantasy football title is by making sure that you follow the three simple rules at the top of the ultimate draft cheat sheet available at rosterwatch.com.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.